What's up, everyone? You are listening to episode 9 of True to Size.
What's up, everyone? My name is Alan Martinez. I am your host this evening. And welcome back, Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Missed you.
Lawrence Hopkins, how's it going?
Sup.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
Surprise! This is going to be the second episode that we have this week.
To make up for the one we missed.
Yeah.
Take that, Lee Tara and AO444.
AO444.
Now you have two to listen to on a Saturday, dog.
We're still ruining
your routine, fam.
This is going to be... What's the best way to describe this? It might be a short, but it's going to be a... sweet episode with
strong.
A bit of quality. Sour
strong.
On it.
Quality,
yeah.
Strong. Quality
okay.
Episode.
All right, let's just go right into it. Let's start with the fire round. This comes from Falsey 30.
Sup.
Falsey.
Favorite PE, any artist, athlete, any sport. His favorite is Ray Allen's Supersonic Jordan 5s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Those are pretty rich.
Straight fire. Nice. And yet, this is another question that I knew of and don't have an answer to. can someone just take it?
I don't know.
I'll say the Legend of the Summer Tour.
Oh.
Okay, thank God.
Not
my
the
answer,
yeah,
my answer was the threes.
I knew
that. Yeah.
I got you, bro. I got you. I thought about it. Don't worry.
Or like JT all across the board.
Yeah, Legend of the Summer threes for me. Easily.
Bangers. Man. There were multiple ones. Which ones were you looking at?
The all red ones.
Yeah. Suede. With the white outsole.
The suede.
Oh, God.
Are Mags technically a Marty McFly PE?
Technically.
Yeah, I would give it to him.
Okay, ooh. I'll take that then.
Player exclusive.
Yeah, it's a Marty McFly.
Yeah, Marty McFly PE.
PEs.
It was made for him.
Super sort of. Facts.
Yeah.
Super facts. Okay, Joel, anything come to mind for you?
I don't know. I would probably say CeCe Sabathian.
Oh, yeah.
Concord 11
with the turf sole.
Yes. Either that or like cleats or whatever. Man.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't know. Other than the obvious, I'm trying not to give just that answer, like a JTH or the Legends of the Summer threes. What else did he have? Twos.
1, 2, 3.
Uno, dos, tres.
So sick. Honestly, maybe the M&M 4s.
Oh, true.
True.
Which one?
The Navy.
Yeah.
Navy pair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be my answer.
But even like Ray Allen PEs. Like,
yeah. There's so many.
Those
11s? Yeah.
So many.
Those 11s in when he was on the Celtics?
The ring ceremony one or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. The gold one?
With
the gold
red?
With the
yeah.
Red.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And a shoe that like... that I fell in love with really quickly and that like he had so many colorways of was the Kobe 9 Elite.
Yeah.
Good God, he had so many colorways and it never released for public. That's what PEs are. Player exclusives. All right.
Until they release them to the public.
Yeah, until they do.
Yeah, until they do that. Then it's a general released
player exclusive.
Yeah. This week in Kicks. Did you guys hear that the Wotherspoon restock? There was a Wotherspoon
on the
restock
app
yesterday. Yeah,
yeah. But did you guys know what like the thing was?
Mm-hmm. It was for those who voted for it who didn't get it.
Yeah.
That's so really cool.
I thought that was mad cool.
It was mad cool. I was really happy. I got happy, and then it's like, oh yeah, look for it on the sneakers app.
Yeah. Sneakers app.
And then I was like, I wasn't happy, but I was happy. It was great.
Yeah, the moment I found out that it was for the people who voted for the shoe last year and didn't get a chance to get it, I thought that was mad cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought what was gonna happen was. For whoever voted for it, they would get an email. Because I was like,
that'd be cool.
I voted for it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your chance. But no.
Yeah. It's crazy, though, because when I was in Florida, I brought my Wotherspoons with me, and I wore them a lot, and people were, like, going crazy. And apparently stores down there don't get them. Like, no stores in Orlando got them at all.
No way.
Whoa. Only Sneakers app.
Sneakers app.
So, like, for them, Sneakers app is, like, everything.
Yeah.
And here we are thinking U.S. had it good for
absolutely. When I told them it was like, yeah, five stores in Toronto or whatever got it, they were like, what are you talking about? Like, it was in the store? Like, they were, like, baffled. And I think it's like that for a lot of releases down there. Like, the big hype Nike releases are only on the sneakers app.
Sneakers.
What? Yeah.
I guess that's what they're trying to make it then. Like, in the States.
Yeah.
Like,
just the app.
Just the app. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, that's very surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up here, like, jealous that every American gets things so easily. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the releases for them are, like, mad wide. Then again, I mean, they have the quantity.
Yeah.
To quote unquote easily get it more easily, get it easier than us up here.
Well, because you could always argue that we never got an online release either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we only had in store, so like by Friday, they came out on the Monday. By Friday, if you weren't in line, you weren't getting them.
You weren't getting them.
And we didn't have any online release, they had only online. So, I guess it's give and take.
US is guaranteed to have the most allocation,
always, always
guaranteed, unless it's that South Korea Jordan 3 or something like that,
something
where it launches exclusively on the other side of the planet.
I feel like I'd like that better, only on the app.
Yeah.
It just stops people from lining up for forever.
Yeah.
Or bringing all their family to, like, enter raffles. Like,
it's like a fair chance for just everyone.
Yeah. Especially when they do stuff like this, where they made it exclusively available to people who voted for it. Like, that's so sick. That's
Until good. People find a way to hack into that shit.
Yeah.
Then we're all doomed. Yeah, no, I thought that was freaking awesome. Next up, did you guys see the Billionaire Boys Club X Adidas NMD Hue?
Yes.
No.
It's, the reason I really want them is because they kind of look like a Hudson Bay type of thing. Because it's got BBC. That color blocking where it's what, like, that the cream, yellow, cream, navy, cream.
Red. Oh, yes.
I think there's like a bit of red.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got that B on on the right shoe and then the astronaut on the left.
Yeah, I like that.
It's so sick.
Pretty cool.
Super clean. Like super throwback too. Like Billionaire Boys Club.
Yeah.
Sick. BBC.
I mean, they're still around, but they're not as...
Not even close to as prevalent.
Yeah, hyped out.
As like a Bape.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that. So
it'll come back. It'll come back.
If they do end up showing up on my confirmed app, I think I might have to try to go for it.
Whoa. They're cool, though.
But they're dope,
at least they're
man.
Different. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of NMDs and the... Especially
even just in the Hughes series alone,
they've been very similar. They're all the same.
Just different colors and then maybe different writing or saying.
But these are like completely different.
Yeah.
And I like that it's like... embroidered, like the logos are embroidered, like that's quality,
like legit, like a branding.
Yeah
It's cool.
Very cool, like very cool collab,
super neat. Yeah, I really want a pair, but we'll see how that goes. I have really bad luck with the confirmed app. Another collaboration, Medicom x Nike SB.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think it was late last year, they did the Nike Dunk Elite Low for the Medicom 2 colorway. Mm-hmm. That like black denim-y.
The black denim,
I got a pair. They're really snug. I didn't like it after, but I really wanted one of them.
It's the Elite, right? They're narrow.
I can't lie. If there's a rendition of the Dunk that I hate, it's
the Dunk Elite.
The Dunk Elite or the Dunk Ultra.
Mm.
And the Dunk Ultra. The Dunk Ultra coming from the sportswear line.
Yeah.
Man... I gotta do my shoe like that. Notice how I said my shoe and not our shoe.
This time.
This
time it's your shoe. When you don't like it, it's your shoe.
Or no, when I do like it, it's our shoe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what you meant. My bad. So this Medicom Dunk Elite is a high. Mm-hmm. So it's got that like Flyknit sock, and this one is the tribute to the Medicom 1.
Yeah.
Again, not a fan. I really wish that they would have done the like reverse dunk silhouette thing, so if it was a low they'd go high, vice versa. Or I actually really like the Ishad wear silhouette of the Dunk.
Mm-hmm. Like similar to the Dunk Elite in a way,
sort of, but it still maintains like the shape,
but
it kind of makes it more sleeker but less,
it's just less padding.
There's no padding on the tongue.
But it's got the same fit and everything, and I love it, and it looks super sleek on foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Soland collaboration.
Yeah.
That was a Dunk Low, but they used the sort of deconstructed Ishad wear type of sleekness. And I thought that was really nice. Staying on Nike SB, there's that Tupac? Biggie. Oh, but it's a Dunk Low for the Biggie quote unquote inspired, because apparently they're not associated with this
inspired
colorway. And then there's the Air Force 2?
Air Force 2.
Low.
Yeah.
that's inspired by Tupac, but not really inspired by Tupac.
Yeah, it's kind of like flannel on the inside or something.
Super denim.
Crip.
It's
seize up.
They're both clean colorways. I think I'm just over the whole denim thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been so many renditions, especially on the Dunk.
Yeah,
with lots of denim material on the upper.
Yeah.
Forbes.
I was never super into denim anyways, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think the only denim shoe I have is New Balance 580s.
The capsule collab.
Yeah.
So clean.
Like, even the Levi's, like, they're cool, but I didn't, like, break my neck to get a pair.
No, me neither. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
Same.
I just like that there's a lot of working you can do with it. Like, after you get it, you can, like, distress it, bleach it, whatever.
Customize it in that
put
sense.
Put pins in it. Like, that kind of shit is really cool. Yeah.
That's super dope. Jordan 3 Burgundy. That's for women's only?
Women's release, yeah.
Nice.
Another women's.
So they say.
Super fire.
I feel like even if it's just a colorway, you should still have the elephant print on there somewhere.
Because it's just suede.
It's
like the wool threes.
Yeah. Oh, true.
The wool threes were just the same. Or even like...
Or the 3Lab 5.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Like, there's no elephant.
I don't know. That's my opinion, though.
Yeah,
that's true. I agree.
I did notice that it has that, like, you know how it's like missing the layer of material above the elephant print?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't really like that.
Yeah.
That little bit.
It's like nice the color, lifestyle. Though. Lifestyle edition. Yeah. Yeah.
Super clean, though. Mm-hmm. Super color, clean. All burgundy.
Yeah.
Burgundy
and then,
vibes.
Yeah. And then the white, like, midsole, outsole.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Super clean. I thought it was men's, and I got really excited.
I agree with Alvin. Needs elephant print.
Yeah.
Even if it's just matching the same color and it's like subtle, you still need to have it. Mm-hmm.
As long as you just see the texture of the elephant print.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a suede elephant print, something like that'd be suede so up or whatever. Clean. Yeah.
Continuing in Jordan 3 International Pack. I think we've only seen like a white colorway with like a bit of red and a bit of blue on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice.
They look a lot like the Korea 3s.
They're cute. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of.
Like, the first comment I saw on a picture of them was like, why did I spend all this money on the Korea 3s? And the first thing I thought of when I looked at it, I was like, it looks like an NMD.
Yeah.
With the red and the blue rectangles.
Isn't his Michael Jordan signature on there somewhere?
On that picture, yeah.
I think it's just like for a sample or whatever. Yeah, I don't think it's saying like
it's
that.
I think it's on a mannequin.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. It's not like an on... Well, it's technically an on foot.
I mean, it's cute.
On foot of a mannequin shot.
But it's like the Katrina and the True Blue and like...
Had a baby.
Yeah. And then, you know? I don't know. Super. I'd rather just...
It's clean. The Katrina. It's clean, though.
I want to see what's in the rest of the pack.
Yeah.
And what country that's for.
Yeah.
France.
Well, you guys saw the Jordan 12, right? With the
detailing, the obsidian.
Like the cloud.
Yeah.
Illustration type of stuff. Yeah. I think that's for Japan.
Mm.
Those look sick.
Oh, is that the same pack?
I think it might be. Oh, okay. I'm not too sure. But those ones I kind of want, even though I don't really get Jordan 12s, because they remind me of Naruto.
Oh.
Shout outs to my anime heads.
Yeah, they're cute. Shout outs to my anime heads. I like the detailing on the suede.
Yeah. Yeah. Super clean.
Very, very clean.
Super clean. This isn't a new shoe, but I just wanted to say this. I think I want a Puma Thunder Spectra.
Those are cool.
Yeah. I was talking about how I don't do chunky shoes, but man.
It's like a chunky slip shoe.
Exactly. Yeah. Every time I see them, man.
Mm, I could do without them.
I know I could do without them, but I think I want one.
I think they sold out everywhere.
Okay, cool.
There's
good.
Resell on
Thanks
them
for
now,
saving
actually,
me money, guys.
Which is interesting to see from like a regular Puma sportswear release.
Good for Puma.
It's really good for them. They've always been like out of the box, though.
Word.
Like, they've always been different and try new things. Like, I think that they are more of a threat to the big brands than like even Adidas, because they keep pumping out new designs and new silhouettes and new
clean
concepts.
Colors
and,
too.
They're doing a really good job.
And
shout
some really good collaborations.
Shout out to Puma. Yeah.
They've got some good artists under their belt as well. Yep. They've signed a good team.
Yeah.
The Thunder Spectra is another shoe that Puma's put out that I've started to pay attention to more and more, other than like the Disc Blaze.
Yeah.
I do want to see what else they'll do with the Thunder Spectra.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've only done one so far.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited to see what other colorways they bust out.
Would be cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't wait to see what happens with the rest of
that
shoe.
It's like that dad shoe kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
I get
so
the Wave
clean.
Runner vibes with it.
Yeah,
the color blocking.
Oh, yeah.
It's
very
Wave Runner-y.
It's the shapes and the lines and the movement that goes across the upper of that shoe. It's super clean. Atmos X Nike Curry Pack. We talked about this
2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago, recording the episode with Shango. We weren't impressed until the photos of the OG Curry colorway showed up. Now what do you guys think?
Finally.
So it completes the pack for you? It kind of makes it something now you're interested in?
Makes sense.
I just want the one shoe and not the pack. But yes.
I was surprised that they didn't come out with that one first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I just wanted to see.
Atmos loves that, though. Atmos loves coming from left field.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I always think back to the Air Max 1 Jordan 3 pack, where everyone and their dog thought it was going to be like a black and jade Jordan 3, like literally an Atmos Jordan 3.
Yeah.
And they were like, fuck you guys. We're putting Safari print on the Jordan 3.
And some orange on it. Yeah. Oh, so cool.
And it was like, everyone was like, why did they do that? And I was like, what?
And now it's fire when you see it.
Expect the unexpected, though. Like, Atmos loves doing that. So I don't.
Super facts.
Didn't put it past them that they did that.
Yeah. So now I kind of get it why they made the other two colors kind of like GR.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they actually going to be wider release?
Like the colorway.
No, just the colorway itself. It looks like a basic.
Well, it bases it off of that, the OG Curry, which is, when you do look at it, is a basic colorway.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like an essential Air Max 1.
It's just classic.
The history behind it.
Yeah.
It's been, what, 15 years?
Yeah, something like that. Jeez. You going to try for another pair of Joel, or you're good?
I don't know. I'll probably try for another pair. I like the reds.
Yeah.
The chili reds.
Yeah.
I like the curries.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, like, I don't know. I've seen certain pictures, and I don't know if it's the lighting.
It's the lighting. It's not the
you've seen those pictures? Like,
it's not the same.
Weird.
But which color are you talking about? Oh, the OG?
The OG curry.
Now, was the OG one an Atmos collab?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out.
Yeah, no.
No.
I didn't think so. But yeah, it you have 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
to decide.
May 10th, right?
May 10th. The drop
is? Yeah, yep. Next week.
Is it going to be limited, though?
Always.
It's coming to Kanata? It's coming?
I don't even know.
Be like a Hyperstrike thing.
Damn it.
Dang. Clearly Hyperstrike. I don't even think there's official images yet, are there?
No, I haven't seen any Nike, like, glamour shots or anything like that. Last thing before we get to the big thing that we wanted to talk about. The Kanye and Charlamagne the God interview. Have you guys seen it?
No, too long. I love Kanye, but I don't have 2 hours.
Okay, well, when you do, or like if you ever want to like just have YouTube in the background just to listen to it, it's an amazing interview. It is an hour and 45 minutes, but man, to listen to Kanye talk now is absolutely bonkers because it's not a rant. It's I don't know what happened. I can't even believe I'm like talking about this about Kanye because asked me this like a few weeks ago and I would have been completely opposite. But Kanye, it seems as though he made like a complete 180 after his mental breakdown, after he went to the hospital. And my respect for him after this interview has like skyrocketed, and it's crazy. But what I pulled from the interview was that he actually spoke about Nike again. I don't know if you guys saw that, any headlines or anything like that. So he apologized to Mark Parker again for his past attacks. He talked about being on the plane and sketching designs with Tinker and Don C and Mark Parker for the Yeezy One.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so sick. And I'm just pulling quotes. So Kanye goes, "I've just got to speak out as a parent and apologize for ever speaking ill on his name and his company. He gave me that shot when we did the original Yeezy at Nike. I always wanted to express that as a father." And then later on he goes, "When my karma comes, I'll accept it in real time. I've got karma waiting on me." And then like this is a cool part because like you don't expect Kanye to say this type of stuff. And he goes, "When I was young, I used to sketch the swoosh and everything. It was heartbreaking for me to have to leave Nike, but they refused to allow to give me royalties on my shoe. And I knew I had the hottest shoe in the world. And if you ask Lawrence, he fucking did." Nike told him that they'd give him a percentage to give back to his charities.
Really?
Yeah, and this is where it starts to make sense. And Kanye says that Nike didn't give him anything or any structure or funds to build on top of what he was trying to do, right? Yeah. Because obviously Kanye is a quote-unquote genius. I think I kind of agree with it, but he's trying to build something much more massive than just a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
this is funny because after he left Nike, he was in talks with Adi and Puma. Hmm. And then he goes, the dude that didn't sign me at Puma definitely needs to lose his job.
Like, actually, though.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. Where was Adidas 5 years ago?
Exactly.
6 years
ago. Exactly.
To now, yeah.
So what he says is that he went with someone that would allow him to build something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of shocking, too. And you hear it from Charlemagne's voice after he says it. But apparently Mark Parker wouldn't even get on the phone with Kanye. So,
really?
So there was kind of like no respect for him.
Wow.
Yeah. And like the craziest part is everyone that works with Kanye, and he talks about this in the interview too, like Don C and Virgil Abloh, mm-hmm. they are now the hottest dudes at Nike.
And that's all under the Kanye mm-hmm. umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, they gave them the deals because we left and ripped their heads off.
It's true though.
Yeah, man.
They didn't want to lose other big artists.
Yeah.
They gave them what they asked for.
Yep. Yeah. The interview is fire. If you guys ever have the time or chance to just throw it in the background, I suggest you do it, especially if you like listening to podcasts or any interviews, or if you're even like the slightest fan of Kanye West. This is a different Kanye than we've been used to hearing for the past few years.
Mm. I'll probably listen to it.
Yeah. No, do it when you have the chance.
I need to increase my respect for him after everything else I've seen from
no,
him.
No, trust
in the past
me. And then
days.
Yeah.
And then but oh, that's the thing too. I don't mean to keep getting off sneaker related, but like all of his shit with like Donald Trump and stuff like that.
Mm.
He starts to break it down and explain why he's doing it mm-hmm. and why he's thinking this way and all of his free thought. And even his like his quote unquote blow up at TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard of that too when he said slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that at all. I think that was a stupid quote.
Yep.
But he on TMZ he does continue to talk about his mind, his thought process and stuff like that, and it's mind blowing. After he said one thing and it was like about why he said the things he said, I paused the video and I like backed away from my computer screen and I just had to process it.
I guess you do have to read or look into everything more because obviously it's media propaganda. So if
for
the
sure.
cool thing right now is Kanye is crazy,
yeah,
they're going to show
that's
a clip of him
see.
Blowing up at TMZ.
Yeah,
and
or someone
yeah,
yelling at Kanye.
Because you barely heard anything about the Charlemagne
but
interview.
But the dude wasn't yelling at Kanye.
No, I know.
He was being straight up and like,
yeah,
just like being so
yeah, they showed
political the, about it.
Yeah, yeah, and he was eloquent and very, very clean and well spoken. That's the word I was looking for towards Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And then even on YouTube, if you watch that video, that clip ends with Kanye walking towards him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they dropped an extended cut. I think it was yesterday, and Kanye's walking towards him to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Like to talk it out and stuff. No,
he
no,
said,
it's really
I think
cool.
He said I'm sorry. I think he said I'm sorry. You
yeah,
feel that way?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I hurt you. Like I didn't mean to. But yeah. You know, if you guys give it a chance, please do. Super dope. The TMZ, everything, and the Charlemagne the God interview.
I've always been a Kanye fan, though. He's always been, like, off the cuff. Like, he's always been, like, speak his mind. Like, he's always been controversial.
Super.
Just now that it's controversial in a sense that people aren't used to, it's like people are like, whoa. But mm-hmm. if you listen to his explanation, like you're saying, and it makes sense in some way, then you can't really blame the guy. Because he's always, like, always been a controversy, like, fiend.
Super.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's always been crazy, quote-unquote crazy. Like weird to say because he was checked into a mental hospital to me like that. But, like he's always been wild. Like he's always been like free.
It's funny you say crazy because he even notes that he wants to change the annotation and the meaning behind that word.
Yeah. I think I saw that quote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably watch it.
No, do it. I highly recommend it. Now, with coming off of looking into something further and getting respect for the things that are said, I don't know if I could be able to do that for this next topic. Real quick, local shop exclusivity, locations in Toronto, Montreal, Brampton.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the three cities that
they just announced today that Vancouver's opening soon.
Hey, yeah. Congratulations, exclusivity. We talked about it in the last surprise midweek episode with Shango. I mentioned how it would be super sick if they actually limited it. If A Store Limited, they released just for women.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And exclusivity did just that. I was super surprised. This is funny. The Air Max 90, Air Max 1 hybrid, those are coming out.
Yeah.
What else did we talk into existence? I can't remember. There's another thing. Now there's
this. I also heard that next week I'm going to get mags. I don't know if you guys heard that. Just keep speaking stuff into existence.
So I'm going to get frags?
Yeah, we're all going to get
So I'm going to get the samples of the next JTHs? Oh my God, I'm so amped.
Quir Jewel's getting his Amsterdam. Yeah.
Okay.
That's just what I heard. This is a rumor. I mean, it would be cool. Yeah. This is what I heard around.
Yeah. I heard we're going to get a plug, too.
Yeah. Maybe a plug. One each.
One each.
Not even one for all of us.
No, one each. We need an extension cord for that. We need a power block for those plugs.
Yeah, we need a brick for all the plugs.
Like a generator, like a separate generator.
Or we're just going to end up with four separate bricks.
Right now, our plugs run on like fucking wind power.
Hey, man.
That we blow with
That's efficient. That's energy efficient.
That's how we get our plugs.
That means we get our shoes efficiently, quietly, and like ninjas.
Like the wind.
Okay. So yeah, Exclusity made a post for the women's shattered backboards, Saturn shattered backboards. Instagram raffle only, releasing May 5th. And women were the only ones allowed to enter this.
Lit.
So on top of that stipulation, they still had to post a pair of Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hashtag it exclude Saturns for her.
Yeah.
That's and then so tag sick. Three friends in the comments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get Sasha to do it. She has a few pairs of 1s.
Yeah. I'm going to get Christina to do it. Yeah,
collection pick.
Yeah.
I got to take a picture for her.
Yeah, me too. Doing it tonight.
I cannot believe the amount of backlash that Exclusity is getting for this.
It's crazy.
They shouldn't.
It here. I actually pulled some quotes. I'm not going to use any names.
So it's at fuckboy.
At Wasteman 2.
Wasteman 1.
So when are you going to make a men's exclusive raffle?
Oh, jeez.
Fam, are you stupid as fuck, dog?
Wow.
Men's exclusive raffle, fam? Like, that's every fucking shoe, dog.
Actually, though.
Super facts.
You guys are so stupid, man. Like, are you guys serious? You're not, like, you're being salty for nothing.
Think of every shoe that releases here. Almost none of them came in women's. Stupid Sean's nowhere in Canada got women's Sean's. Levi's Fords nowhere in Canada.
Hardy Girl had to hunt across the border for her size.
Gold Toe 1s didn't come in. Like, there's so many
which
shoes.
Is technically her size was still a men's 6.5.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid.
So dumb. More quotes, please.
This is from Wasteute 99. Okay.
Millennial Wasteute.
Okay, so this guy had all the time to like go through and comment back on multiple ones. This dude's hilarious. So he says, do we restrict women from our hype shoe raffles? No, so why this bullshit? And then I saw, if the next one isn't men's only, I'm going to kamikaze your downtown Toronto location dead ass.
Yo, reach, fam. Wow. Reach.
Wait. This is the best part. This is the best part. He comments, I only want to resell it, though.
I seen that. Yeah, I saw that afterwards. Because I think someone was like, that's an L for you for wanting a satin shoe. And he's like, I just wanted to resell.
Wasteman.
After all that.
I know, man.
That's like King Wasteman, 99.9. / fuckboy to the, like for life.
/.
I don't know underscore. If Instagram allows that on their username.
Like what?
Underscore. To the power of infinity.
Idiot.
Yeah, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like fuck.
If this was a men's only raffle, bitches would go crazy. You're.
Wow.
Even just reading these out is getting me.
I'm irked. Yeah. Like I'm so fucking irked right now.
Oh, this was my favorite. That's discrimination. I want to get these for my girlfriend, and you're not going to let me buy them because I am a man. Next, you're not going to let people buy because of their race.
Yeah, for
last time I checked, there's no such thing as black exclusive kicks or Filipino exclusive kicks or white exclusive kicks.
Yeah.
What in the absolute fuck?
Men's are way
like, and second of all, your girlfriend can enter, and if she wins, you can still buy them for him, for her. Stupid ass.
Seems like all those people who are screaming, like, discrimination, it's LGBTQ, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you, like, oh my God.
honestly, one of the more offending ones that I, like, to me was a male commenting, I identify as a woman.
Yeah, like these people trying to look for loopholes. Like, if you're trying to look for a loophole, this is the reason that you're not getting the fucking shoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't deserve to have the fucking shoe.
No.
Like, the amount of people or the amount of females, even males, who were going through and said, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Like, that shows you how much it means to them that they have an actual chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last time I checked, too, yo, the shattered backboards for men
did not come in grade school
or women's sizes. It was the reverse, shittier quality.
Yeah.
Yep.
Away or home shattered backboards.
Reverse shattered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That came out in GS sizes.
Like, the whole point this year with Jordan Brand's season of her was to give back, because, like,
they know
everyone
that,
up until this point, or even now, like, females and men feel like it's a boys' club. Like, they feel like this is just for the guys, like, because they get no love, because they can't get a shoe, because, like, they're going against these big guys who are going to bully them, like, whatever it is. And this is a brand trying to show them, like, we hear you, we respect you, and want you to be involved. Mm-hmm. And the fact that these guys are salty that they can't have one fucking shoe,
there's other outlets. It's not just Exclusity that's dropping.
That's what I'm saying.
Shoe.
Yeah, they're acting like this is the only store in the world that is doing this. Mm-hmm. This is one store trying to make sure that it gets into the hands of women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not women who wear size 6 women's buying from some friggin' 6'5" friggin' white guy who just is charging them 4 times retail.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
So they can have a shoe that was meant for them.
Mm-hmm. Designed for them, the shape for them, the color, like, just... for them, for
like, think
women.
About, like, the infant size Yeezys. How many people resold those? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, it's
and
a shoe that
have,
was... They don't have
they
kids.
They don't have babies.
Yeah, there's parents trying to, like, oh, this is sick. Like, I'm trying to outfit my kid in matching Yeezys. Like, this never happens. Mm-hmm. And then everyone buys them and resells them. And parents are stuck spending $400 on a size 3C infant shoe for their friggin' 2.5-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, what are you really, like, oh, I can't even fucking believe people are, like, trying to backlash or, like, have a problem with it. Like, anyone who has a problem with it, at me, please. Fuck.
At Canada Got Soul.
At everybody. Mm. And just
all of us.
Show everybody how stupid you are.
I'm in it.
It transferred over to Facebook. I saw someone on Facebook and a comment, like, it was basically about Exclusivity.
Oh, like a group?
Yeah, someone posted in a group, and it was, like, about the whole thing. And someone's, what if we made it so that girls can't buy condoms? Like...
What?
Is that even the same fucking thing?
That has nothing to do with...
Like, I don't understand these people's logic. Do they seriously not see the bigger picture here? Like, it's one shoe that you can't get from one store in Toronto. Mm. One. And you just can't deal with it.
Meanwhile, you have, like, 5 dope men's colorways dropping next week.
Yeah.
There's so many other shoes. Okay,
great. They had 4 drop literally on May 1st.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
All men's.
You just had friggin' the same idea. Like a black toe with a different color back.
That's and like those colors were sick.
Yeah, they were. Mm. But no, the one shoe that they can't have is the one they want the most, apparently.
Mm. And they won't be able to fit in because
they're the people
fucking shoe
like
size
screaming discrimination are the ones who have never said that word in their fucking life until now.
Yeah. I don't even
like
know
it's
they
white
know what
people
it means.
Flexing white privilege to the fucking max or male privilege
super
or whatever
facts,
it is.
Man.
Like, because everyone, if you click all their profiles, are like 17-year-old white kids.
Yep.
Who have never had an issue in their fucking life, and now one time someone told them no, and they can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, and all these words they've heard other groups say, they want to fucking say them now.
Like all of these men's using LGBTQA community as their crutch. Mm-hmm. I said this to you earlier. Last time I checked, the L stands for lesbians, and lesbians are all women.
At least 100%.
At least, least most of them are 100% women.
Maybe 101%. I don't know.
But like,
and if there was seriously someone who identified as a female, because all these people who are saying, "What if I identify as a female?" are literally, like I said, 15-year-old white kids who just want to fucking find a loophole to get a shoe.
That's not even a loophole.
Stupidity. Like, oh my god, if there was someone who actually identified as a female who was a male and actually won and reached out, there's no way Exclusivity would be like,
at that point, they're not even a male anymore. They're just
that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, and Exclusivity would not be like, no.
Yeah.
You like, wouldn't have to justify it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to justify it. You would literally just show up and they'd be like, yeah, exactly. It's like all these people who are screaming discrimination. Someone said, you're fighting discrimination with discrimination. You're not being discriminated against, you idiot.
No.
Yeah. Do they know
they're
what
not
that
doing,
means?
They're not
they
doing
have
it
no
because
idea.
They hate
no
men.
Idea. Yeah. I don't understand. Like,
the guy who owns Exclusivity is a man.
A man.
Ooh. Shout out was T-Way of Life.
T-Way of Life, yeah.
Big things. That's a big move. Love that you guys did it.
But yeah, we had that comment on the exclusivity post that got a lot of love from everybody.
Yeah.
We made our own post today. Excuse me. A lot of people reached out, like, in the DMs and commented and just said thank you for, like, supporting it and, like, agreeing with and supporting females in general. Mm-hmm. Even Trent and JD, two very high ups at exclusivity, reached out mm-hmm. to us and said thank you so much. Like, we appreciate the love. So shouts to them for just doing something different and trying to change the game. Like, this is so much bigger than sneakers, and anyone who can't see that is demented. Like, they're not paying attention. They're clueless. It's all about money for them. Like, this is a culture changing thing that exclusivity is trying to do. Mm-hmm. And Jordan is trying to do by even releasing women's exclusive hyped releases. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because when was the last time you even had one? Was that 2005? Like, maybe mm-hmm. if that you can even consider those women's releases like hype. Like, Harbor Blue 3s is the only thing I can think of. Like, seriously.
No.
Like, I just can't believe it. So, shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the females who are going to get their fucking shoe and rock the shit out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lazy Bones got a pair, apparently.
Yeah, from Foot Locker. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. And Foot Locker didn't restrict men.
No, they didn't.
So.
You can't blame them. Like, honestly, I didn't blame, like, the bigger companies, like Foot Locker, Jumpman, whatever, for not.
Yeah, I don't hate them for not doing it.
Because that's a super, very politically driven, like, controversial thing for a huge corporation to do.
Yep.
But for a boutique to take a stand and do that is mm-hmm. dope. And you expect, like, stuff like that from boutiques. And mm-hmm. I'm glad that one of them, at least one of them, did it.
Yeah. That's good. Big moves. No, I did pull some positive quotes. These people I do want to shout out. Mm-hmm. And I made it a point to bring up the positive quotes from males. Mm-hmm. Vern DeBurn, 2345, he said, "I love this idea and salute to exclusivity and T-Way of Life. I'm glad women will get a fair chance at getting a shoe for themselves. LOL at males getting upset at Exclu for this. Congrats on doing something out of the norm for the females."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big. And then this guy, I've seen him comment a few times too. He said, LMAO, all these dudes hurt. They can't get these. Let the women get some for once. We always grab other releases before they get a chance.
Always.
That's right. Henrik Dowd. Mm-hmm. This guy, where is Tyler the Creator? LOL, when dudes get mad that there is literally one release they can't take part
that's
in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, one. Shoot.
There was so many dudes saying that they couldn't like shop at Exclu anymore. Wow. Or they won't shop at Exclu. They don't need you, fam.
They don't want you.
There's
they
four
don't
guys at this
you.
Table that will replace yeah. you.
You don't have happily. Money to shop there anyway. No. That's your mom's
you're
money.
Trying to resell
you're going
to
resell them anyway.
You're trying to resell shoes so you can go to Exclusivity and buy shoes anyway.
Go get
so,
a part-time job, G. Like,
I'm saying.
Fuck out of here.
Get off that's Instagram, man. You fucking keyboard warrior. Jesus Christ.
We all turned into Alvin.
Don't fuck
it's
with
just
us.
So no, infuriating, this, like the ignorance of everybody
yeah,
who's
that's
commenting.
That's what it is, though. It's just ignorance.
Pure ignorance and just like privilege, and they think that they deserve the world. Mm. And this is the first time someone's told them no.
Like, it probably is.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
the first
like,
time.
Females have been told no,
no
it's not
I
coming
doubt
in
that.
Your size so many
I
times.
Doubt that. Yeah. I doubt that they've heard no from females several times. Correct me if I'm wrong. Men in the past 2 years got two of the dopest satin colorways ever.
Those did come in kid sizes too, though.
Did they?
They did.
The bread ones and the royal ones?
Yeah, they did. They came as small as a 4.5, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
Wow. But same thing. Men had access to them.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. we had, like, it was accessible for everybody.
Yeah. I don't know. People are, I can't believe.
Useless.
I'm actually still mad as fuck.
Nah, but Exclusivity, man. You guys are doing
good
such
job.
Big things.
You guys are great.
So much support from kudos. Us four.
Yeah, man.
If whatever it means. Whatever our support means to you guys.
You guys probably won't even hear this, but we love you.
Yeah. Super facts.
It's great, though, that a lot of people appreciated that we were taking a stand, too, which I was surprised at both ways. Like, surprised that people were like, oh, thank you for standing up for it, and surprised at the fact that, like, we did it. I don't even know what to say. Like, it just seemed like the right thing to do, but like, it's really cool to feel like you have the platform to say something impactful and people are listening.
Appreciate it.
Like, we have a minimal follower base compared to a lot of people, but I feel like our voice is bigger than most. Mm-hmm. And especially female sneakerheads are such a minority in the sneaker community. So mm-hmm. For us to stand up and be like, shut the hell up, everybody who says this is wrong, mm-hmm. like, you're an idiot. That's it. It just feels cool to have a platform to people to sit, tell people, like, sit down, be humble. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
Shout out Kendrick.
Friend of the show.
No, man. Massive
it's Kung Fu Kenny.
Yo. Kung Fu Kenny like that movement, yo.
Good job. Good God. No, like, this is massive.
Yeah, man. Women.
And, it, like, please, Jordan Brand, do more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Please, Exclusivity, do the same for the next one, too.
Yeah.
Let's piss off some more people,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, shit.
No, I don't want to assume or anything like that, but I think it's kind of lame that Jordan Brand think that women would prefer some of those, like, women's specific designs. Like, it's not just
the materials.
It's not like the OG colorway or whatnot, or it's not the OG silhouette even. They'll like tweak it so that it's more fashionista
or make the girly colors and stuff.
Because
so many girls are like, I just want like a regular shoe. Why is it all crazy
in the top-notch quality?
Like, I want a shoe like my boyfriend.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Why
like,
can't
stuff
I have
like
want
to
match? Took those cool Instagram pictures.
None of these kids to men's quality type of shit.
But yeah, another finally getting one. Shout out to everybody. Everybody.
Right? All the women's. So this was a short. That's everything. This is a short episode.
That's okay. They got a double dip this week.
Super facts.
Dip.
All right, I'll say it the last time. Exclusivity, massive. Massive. We love you guys. Thank you to Bram for the theme song. Shout out to our brothers in Montreal, Sneaker Podcast, and Matt and Zach for the support. Thank you to the listeners. Please let us know what you think, if you have any suggestions or questions, or even if you want to pitch in for the fire round for the next episode, please let us know if you have any dope questions. This is a True to Size. Oh, this is a True to Size. This is True to Size. We are a podcast, a weekly podcast. We're going to get back on that. We're going to get back on track. Releasing every weekend. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube. Please review us on iTunes. Give us that 5-star treatment.
5-5-5.
Drop us a like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. You can catch up with all of our written pieces and our thoughts and blog posts. I think we're going to have some coming up soon.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. That's going to be on CanadaGotSoul.ca. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. You can find that on Facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. You can find me at _Spooner with no E. Joel Hernandez, where can they find you?
You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_DOOOOOOO. Too many O's.
Only three O's.
Anyways, three O's.
Three O's. Alvin Martinez, where you at?
Not at WasteU99, but at MisterQ.
Lawrence Hopkins.
At L Doggy Styles. What up, later?
Hey, and you can find all of us at Canada Got Soul. We have been CGS. This has been True to Size. Remember to rock your kicks. Talk to you guys real soon. Peace.
Later.
Peace. Waysuit.
I want to see if Waysuit 99 is a real.
What's up, fam?
There's a lot of Waysuit 99s on there.
Waysuit 99.
/fuckboy _.
It exists. Waysuit 99 is on Instagram.
Is it? Follow him.
One follower, L Dog.
He's going to show up like 1,000 followers now. We shouted him out.
Who's this Waysuit 99 they keep talking about?
He's just going to get.
He didn't even comment, but like, I'm going to follow him anyway.